Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Is that a moral victory? Yeah.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I don't think this man knows how to recruit the proper people like Howard did, especially the year we beat Alabama.
And James Strebel.
Louisville and Scott Satterfield tried to do the thing early in the game. They tried to be tough. They tried to be physical. They tried to mix it up. And it didn't work.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I keep hearing Scott Satterfield's not built for this rivalry. No! The University of Louisville football program is not built for this rivalry. They're not big enough. They're not fast enough. They're not strong enough. This is wash, rinse, and repeat football. We watched this. They got whooped up front. That vaunted front seven that was going to sack us and be in our backfield and tackles for loss and all that. They were getting pushed back, and Chris Rodriguez ran over and rushed out like he does each and every year. What they need to do is come sit on Daddy Stoops' lap and tell him what he wants for what they want for Christmas, is for him to quit recruiting big, strong, fast football players because they can't hang.
Well, I tell you what's never good. When you agree with a sports radio caller after a big rivalry game, never a good thing, but I think I agree with large parts of what that knucklehead just said. All right, he's not here. What are you talking about? He's not here. Not yet he's not. Strebel's going to be here. I got to be honest, Strebel was arguing and bellyaching and everything else about Twitter people on Saturday. I mean, I didn't see any of this. I was at the Governor's Cup, and we can start there. 437-9680, that's the UPS Jobs text line. We are hanging out in the Liquor Barn Studios today. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Jack Grossman here on this
Hello, Reaction Monday,
this Governor's Cup Reaction Monday, and we got you for the next 3 hours. We won't only talk Governor's Cup. There was some college basketball all over the weekend. We'll dive into that. If you're a Purdue fan, just when you thought Indiana, Jack, was the best team in the state, Purdue and Matt Painter, he rears his ugly head.
Had a huge weekend.
Yes, he did have a big weekend. So we can dive into all of that. Strebel will be here in the next 15, 20 minutes or so. But until then, I am both shocked. Perhaps I'm wrong. I need you all's help because, Strebel's done. He's about done. He's in the superlatives on Saturday. I flip over to Ennis. He's been going for a couple minutes. And I swear to you, what I'm listening to are a bunch of phone calls that were plants. They had to be a plant by somebody. Moral victory this. If not for two turnovers, that, and all of that nonsense in between. And we can go many different ways today. We can go Louisville and the fan reaction. We can go Satterfield contract, which I guess am I the only one here? I mean, I'm listening, no offense. I love my guy Blankenbaker, but this morning, openly talking about Satterfield needs extended. Extended for what? Extended. We'll get to that because I think that's a complete joke. The guy's got two more years. He ain't worth more than he's making now. He's making what a 7-5 football coach should be making. And we can get to Kentucky because I saw something with that Kentucky football team, not them making field goals. That is unbelievable. It's literally, I still don't believe it today on this Monday. We'll dive into that. Mark Stoops, what he said, what he did not say after the game. Kentucky, I view them differently, not because they won the game. It didn't, in my mind, salvage anything, and I don't think it did in theirs either. And perhaps I saw a minute of growth from Kentucky football and their program. We shall see. But I want to start here. 437, nothing. I just broke my glasses, Jack. Oh, no. Those were expensive. 437-9680, UPS jobs, text line. I'm sure you've done that about 900 times as a kid growing up. To me, this game was a mini end of, I don't know if you want to call it an era, but a chapter. The chapter of Malik. The chapter of, if you're a Louisville fan, where you hope Kentucky stops being just simply the better team, the more physical team, better coach team on this particular day. To me, you're going to have staff changes, of course, on both sides, but Kentucky openly talking about staff changes. Vince Merrill openly talking to Matt Jones and others about other jobs, okay? And so we know Scangarello, is he on the hot seat? Kentucky's going to have a new quarterback. They're going to have, I think, a new OC. They're going to have other guys that are gone. And the roster overhaul for both of these guys, for both of these teams, is going to be substantial. Malik is going to be gone. And we shall see who else. The defense that carried Louisville the last month and a half of the season. Whatever you want to say about what they did or did not do on Saturday, that's going to be gone. We're talking about guys who are upper level and above average. ACC guys are going to be gone. Can Scott Satterfield do that? Can he get a quarterback? Because God knows he has not been able to in 4 years. It reared its ugly head on Saturday, which we can get to. But to me, it's this mini end of a chapter that with this set of guys, Mark Stoops and company, the DeAndre Squares, the C-Rods, a couple years with Will Levis, however far back you want to go. You guys understand what I'm saying. And then the next round will be about Dane Key and Barry and Brown and what Louisville does and who Louisville gets at quarterback in the new OC, whoever that may be at Kentucky. So to me, this closed up a chapter. And to me as well, I am sitting here today absolutely stunned. I think, Jack, you've listened probably more than I have. Perhaps Rummage may have said it best on ESPN Louisville, but all year, rinse and repeat, all year, Louisville fans make fun of Kentucky. All year, we make fun of Mark Stoops. Oh, we'll get to State of Louisville here in a second because they had a bad night. Everyone mocks Kentucky. And understandable. We've done it around here. Kentucky 7-5, not good enough. Losses, South Carolina, they passed you. Vanderbilt, what the hell? But every year, they beat you now. And it's the same rhetoric. They wanted it more. Sat's not up for this game. Oh, this is a Louisville fan saying it. It's both sides saying it. They're up. They're not up for the game. They were more physical. C-Rod did it again. And all year we have talked about how this Kentucky team is susceptible. This Kentucky team is sloppy. This Kentucky team doesn't end the half well. They didn't do it again on Saturday. Guys, I'm sitting there. I'm at the game. Okay, great seats. I'm at the game, full stadium. I mean, Louisville's played in any full stadiums this year, Kentucky and Clemson. Remotely full, I should say. And you're sitting there, and I'm in the concourse, and Kentucky fans are downright nervous. I mean, there were a lot of nerves. Hey, at halftime, this now could go either way, and we could have put this game away. And Diener talked about it this morning. It's one thing I will talk about when we talk about 3, 4, 5 plays that end the game. You come out 3 and out, second half, Malik takes a sack, he's a mess, you're done. And all we've done is make fun of Mark Stoops. Eyes, buttermilk. Well, Levis has stunk it up. Scangarello has stunk it up. Ruffalo and the special teams, which they have stunk it up. Boom, boom, bullet point. They haven't seen a defense like this. This is everything before the game, and then Louisville loses the game, and I don't know about you, but I'm hearing, I can't believe I'm hearing. Like, I feel like is it 50-50? I feel like, Jack, you heard the same thing on the postgame. Like, I feel like no one's really that angry.
I feel like it was almost like a 65-35, 70-30.
I mean, that's how I feel as well, man. Is I'm sitting back and I'm saying, wait a minute, my prediction here is wrong. I thought it was going to be anger.
I thought it was the final exam. That was what we've been told for months.
Exactly. That's what we've been told. And are we to the point to where Louisville just doesn't need to be embarrassed by Kentucky and they're good to go? Is that it? Listen, I was wrong on Brock Doman. I thought Doman would at least give you a chance because he wouldn't be a buffoon. And he got out there and he couldn't play. He could not play. It's obvious Malik could not play. And we can dive into that. This was an opportunity by U of L that was missed. It was not the blowout of last year. It was not the humiliation of last year. It was not your coach having a personal tragedy on the day of the game. It was none of those things. It was none of the, we got to get rid of this coach, and we got to get rid of that coach, and Satterfield needs a, he needs the Ben Souders guy from Georgia, and he needs a new OC. It was none of those things. It was, what's the best unit on the field? Are Louisville fans, you thought it was your defense. And they hung in there into the late third quarter. And has talked about it on the post game. We will talk about it here. Scott Satterfield's inability to create a passing game at the ACC level. They put up stats, and the stats don't always tell the truth. The stats on Saturday, quite frankly, guys, 437-9680, they did not tell the truth. This game, to me, would have been the exact same game that you would have got last year had Kentucky been a little bit better on their offensive line. That's how I view it. And every Louisville fan has come over the hill over the last 48 hours. Well, what is it? Ifs and buts or candy and nuts or whatever the hell it is.
That's an if, Sweeney.
No, I'm not talking about in the game. I'm not talking about turnovers. I'm talking about if Kentucky had a better offensive line, they convert probably three of those third downs, and they're probably scoring at least two more touchdowns on you. Yeah. And then the score is up in the 30s, 38-13. Now what's the conversation about Scott Satterfield? You thought you had an opportunity. All we heard is you had an opportunity. You talked big. You talked big, and then you ended up losing to a team in Kentucky that is and was generic as hell. That is and was. Did Ronaldo score? Oh, my God. The boot of God does it again. What a magician. I mean, you guys understand what I'm talking about? I mean, I'm stunned that Louisville fans aren't angry. They're like, oh, well, we beat Wake Forest and went 7-5. You saw improvement, even though the entire defense that improved is going to be gone. We don't know who the quarterback is. You get to the Governor's Cup and all the things that you were worried about happened. It wasn't, yes, Kentucky played, yes, their field goal kicker never makes field goals. But he did. He rose to the occasion. It must be nice. Like if you're a Louisville fan and say, like, he's our Josh Harrelson. How about this? How about you have one of those guys? One time, do that. How about your quarterback do that? How about one of the wide receivers? Anyone get separation. How about someone make a play? Kentucky's defense did. They did. The kicker did. Right? I mean, yeah, Texas says there were plants on the way home. 100%. 100%. There's no way all of those calls were real people to Ennis on Saturday night. Well, you got to give them time. You got to give them time. Listen, I'm not here to tell you you got to get rid of Satterfield. I am here to tell you that you cannot extend Satterfield. There is no reason that you would do that. But Louisville fans live in this world to where they piss on Louisville, and then it's rinse and repeat on the Governor's Cup. And Kentucky took it nice on you. You know why? Because they aren't any good. And they knew it. After the game, Mark Stoops looked sad. There was no big celebrating after the game. They knew that 7-5 was cruddy, and they knew that beating Louisville doesn't mean much because they always beat Louisville. Boy, Strieble's here early today, Jack. 3:15. Boy, that traffic on Dixie Highway.
It wasn't bad.
I mean, this is 10 minutes earlier than you ever are. I'm stunned right now.
I mean, there are people that took
I can't
that,
believe it.
They took, you know, every once in a while people take an extra day off.
I could take an extra week off.
I think they took
an extra 2 weeks off.
There's a lot of extra days off today. Traffic this morning and this afternoon was just like, I zipped around. I went to work 10 minutes early.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah. How you doing, big guy?
I'm sure you did. Yeah. I mean, just for me, Strieble, it was a missed opportunity on the Louisville side. Period. End of discussion. And it's a deflating loss. Period. End of discussion. It's a deflating loss because of what Kentucky was.
Yeah.
And you had to go in there and you had to play better football. And it's not that you didn't. It's not that you didn't play better football. It's that you played bad football.
Yeah.
It's that you played bad football offensively. Okay. Juwan Jordan was great. He's a good player.
Yes, he is.
And we can dive into that. But there's a lot. I mean, listen, there are four or five plays in this game that really set it off. I think the Kentucky reaction has absolutely, to me, been the right mode, actually. And that is...
He surprised me.
Happy.
I agree.
Kentucky fans are throwing L's down, but they know substantial changes need to be made to their football program. Now, whether that carries through the offseason, we shall see. You know my theory on that. It commonly does not. More excuses are made, and we understand how that progresses. But from the Louisville side, you had a chance, and all your fans thought you had a chance. It's why you ran your mouth. It's why you got buttered on Twitter, okay?
Oh, my God.
It's why you got Now, I didn't see most of this, so we can do this at some other point.
Okay.
But you had your chance, and I mean, Satterfield cannot win this game.
No,
he is owned right now, and if you're a Louisville fan, you want so badly to not be owned by Kentucky, and unfortunately, outside volleyball and women's basketball, you are owned. That is how baseball too, I guess.
Baseball, don't slight Dan McDonald.
I'm sorry, Dan. But
yeah, Strieble, you know that he's a Louisville baseball fan.
Well, yeah, you went out there and you threw
out the first pitch.
You threw out the first
pitch. Right.
Give
me a handshake. Yeah,
and whoa, watch out! You scared me there. I didn't know where you're going.
Oh, sorry.
I fell over in my chair. Oh, you did what?
Handshake.
My goodness.
Good luck.
Choke up on the bat shaft.
You got to choke up, you know?
We will get to Satterfield. We can get to his contract. We can get to all of that. But it resonated from me that Kentucky and this team, which has been disappointing.
Yeah.
Can line up, do nothing special. You'll miss tackles because in the Governor's Cup, you miss tackles. They'll kick field goals instead of touchdowns, giving you mercy, giving you grace.
Yeah,
okay,
grace.
And
gratitude.
You don't take it. And Scott Satterfield, for as much good as he did defensively, offensively, they at quarterback and wide receiver, it's starting over. It is starting over
full
on those
reset.
Two positions, which is why it is interesting, this next chapter in the Governor's Cup, what is it? How is it going to look and everything in between? So, Strieble, you did the post-game show. How you doing, big
guy? I'm doing good. Glad to see you. Glad you had a nice time in Lexington. I heard...
I'm not the only one. Diener had a better time.
I heard you were telling me this morning that
Diener was talking. He was up in that suite life.
Yeah, dude, that UK suite life.
He was up in that UK suite life.
I know Blankenbaker didn't have as good of a time.
Well, I saw Blank leave at the third quarter.
Yes. He was sick.
He was like Santa, how quiet he was.
Yes, he just like all of a sudden he slipped in and then he was out. Just real quick, he was out. So that's what Blankenbaker
did. Save that
for
the mixtape, Jack.
Well,
you've given us two mixtapes.
I know. And
in 90 seconds, would you slow down here? Do you need a Bush Light or something?
No, I'm good.
You want to watch some soccer to put you
on.
To sleep a little bit?
It's calming me down. But no, you hit the nail on the head with one thing in particular. All of Kentucky's offense had to be was competent.
Was bum.
Yeah. Just be competent. Yeah. Just be competent.
Just run C-Rod enough.
Yeah.
Have Barry Brown make a play or two.
Yeah. That's all.
Chandler Jones can't tackle.
If they were just competent, it would be worse than this. I'm saying Kentucky's offense hasn't been competent all season. If they were just competent for the most part, you're right. It'd be upper 30s, 40s. The only thing that Kentucky did differently.
And Louisville fans, by the way, are wrapping themselves in the flag, some of them, that it wasn't a blowout, and that's where the standard is now.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
where the standard. Oh, yeah. That's where the standard is in the Governor's Cup by some of you.
They only beat us by 13 instead of 30 this time. Like, no, bro, we could have beat you by 30 if we would have had just a little bit of a better offense. That's it. I mean, the only thing Kentucky did differently in this game, Andy, was make field goals. They were still sloppy. Yeah. They had nine penalties.
They ended the half poorly.
Yeah, ended the half poorly. Had nine penalties.
Levis couldn't
in the first
run.
Half.
Levis
still could not run the football.
No, they had one design run for him the entire game.
The offense wasn't special. The only thing they did differently was kick field goals. So that was the same team that lost to Vanderbilt that you all want to brag on and say, well, it wasn't that bad at least. It wasn't that bad at least. I mean,
you got beat by freshman tight ends in the first half.
Yeah, Caddis. Caddis. He's had, what, two catches all season?
Caddis.
He just breaks off a 69-yard catch and almost runs and scores on you. The second, third play of the game? And then at that point, you're right on this. After the half, I was nervous because it's only 13-7.
Oh, Kentucky fans! I was in the corner. They're looking at each other like this game could have been over.
Put it away.
They just scored. They're getting
the
ball back. Malik was back running, which is totally different because Dolman was done. I mean, Dolman, you knew was not going to give you anything.
Yeah, but no, Kentucky.
There needs to be more shame on Louisville not showing up when they could have won this game.
But no, Andy,
I understand they didn't have. I understand Malik and Dolman. I understand the limitations that Louisville had. The injuries, Tyon Evans, if that's an injury. I mean, Dieterse wasn't even there.
I would
love to know a little bit more about that, given how that guy's behaved at Tennessee and other places. But just as much as you believe that you had issues, remember how limited Kentucky is.
Yes, absolutely.
Kentucky could not have got behind. Think about that.
No, if they would have gotten behind,
they
it's over.
They lose. Yeah, Louisville wins the game.
100%. And I understand the people like trying to like. I mean, Louisville's defense did carry them through the rest of the season. My God, if they didn't have that defense, what would their record have been? But even that,
and we were supposed to roll out the red carpet for Scott Satterfield because the defense was respectable for the first time in 4 years.
Yeah,
I mean, guys, stop.
I mean,
it was good this year, and the guys are leaving. Stop.
Yeah, Yaya Diaby gone. You're still Abdullah gone. I mean, all those dudes are gone. But something that also stuck out to me about the defense was, what were they predicated on? What were they good at? They were good at creating turnovers. Didn't do that. They're good at getting to the quarterback. Only did that twice.
Didn't do that, no.
Only sacked Will Levis twice. So this vaunted Louisville defense that was just going to sack Will Levis 100 times and create all these turnovers didn't do any of that.
Before you complain.
Didn't do any of that.
Yeah, before you complain about kicking or complain about all these other things, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
Their defense, they had been good at that stuff. And I said it on the post-game show, y'all's ACC wins are fool's gold. They are
fools. Everyone knows what the ACC is.
They don't. They think they're good.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Well, no.
I was having NC State thrown in my face.
Here's why they don't. Because they're not torn up about Saturday.
That's a good point. Yeah. No,
except
you're
for
right.
Presley Meyer.
Yeah. That's,
embarrass himself.
Yeah, he did embarrass himself.
Which we'll get to.
Absolutely embarrass himself.
I thought it wasn't as sad as last year.
No.
But Louisville went in with no excuses. And they left with the same rhetoric. I mean, Rummage brought up Jeff Brohm today.
Yeah, I heard he did. Jeff Brohm.
I mean, if you throw on another touchdown to the end of this score, what's the conversation?
Yeah, if it's 32-13.
Yeah, what if it's 32-33-13? Honestly.
No.
I mean that. What's the discussion?
Well, at least it wasn't 40. At least they didn't score 40. It was stunning to me. I mean, there was like Blankenbaker's mad, Rummage is mad, not mad at Kentucky fans. I want to psychoanalyze Louisville fans on Twitter later on. I know you want to bring that up. I have a little psychoanalysis that I want to do today with that. But I mean, there were some people that were actually angry, not at Kentucky fans or Kentucky. They're angry at their own coach. They were angry at their own players.
Yeah, again.
They were angry at
again.
But you and Jack probably had the numbers right. The majority of the fan base, that's not where their anger lies. Their anger lies with UK. It's like, UK didn't do anything. They weren't special. They weren't there busting your ass. All they did was throw L's down. Y'all were the ones that were trying to start the fights in the first half.
See, I don't even see it that way. I view it as Louisville fans Like, there's like a small percentage that is just going to be rabid about this. And then there's a larger percentage than I thought that is accepting of this. And there's this percentage that it was, has been very vocal that is obsessed with, hey, you showed improvement. You need to keep the guy around.
And Stoops is the blueprint for that.
Yeah, and I just can't believe it.
Yeah.
I just cannot believe it.
There's a caller in
Now we're powdering Satterfield's ass.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're doing here. Yes, the defense got better, and the guys leave. Let me ask you something. Scott Satterfield's not developed a quarterback here. He hasn't.
No.
He hasn't recruited. He hasn't developed one. Until 6 weeks ago, he had not done anything on the defense. What happened behind the scenes? Oh, I guarantee there's a story. Sure. Someone lost power and someone gained power in that defense.
And I don't know
if it's a Satterfield thing, if it's a crime dog McGriff thing.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's a Brian Brown thing. It's all those guys. Something happened there because that defense looked trash for 3.5 years. And then for 6 weeks, good God, it's the only reason I thought they could win the game.
Oh, 100%.
It's the reason I expect them to beat North Carolina State.
Right.
I expected them to win that game.
And beat Pittsburgh.
Having Brad Doman at quarterback and everything else, man, I mean, Scott Satterfield got you to 7-5, lost to Kentucky, and beat some fine teams in the Big Ten. And we are sitting over here, and there are people saying, well, he made him better. I mean, yes, for the first time.
Just the defense.
Well, he made him better. I mean, I'm hearing people, well, you know, Bobby left it bad. I'm like, Bobby left him his only quarterback, dude. You would have had 4 years of Brock Doman.
It would have been
Will Stein. It would have been Evan Conley. It would have been Justin Burke, Adam Frohman. What?
It's Bobby's fault still. He's still cleaning up Bobby's mess.
I mean, to me, I left that almost smirking because I'm sitting here saying, Kentucky's not even, like, going nuts over this. Some of the young guys were L's down and everything. And, like, Jordan Wright's standing there, hands on his hips. Jordan Wright's just standing there. And he's like, I understand it's his last game or whatever, you know, Kroger Field.
A little bit,
who
but...
They're taking it in. Okay, yeah. As fans leave. Okay, it was something else, man. It was end of an era. It was an end of this chapter. Both teams are going through big time changes. But just the thought here that we need to give praise to Scott Satterfield for going 7-5, having his team unprepared to beat his rival, and we need to act like there's he needs to be rewarded. He was with over $3 million.
Yeah.
And he gets to keep the job next year. That's the reward.
Yeah. He's still employed.
That's the reward.
Yeah.
He'll shoot a par on you.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that.
Stick around.
I have so many. I mean, I got 30 things that we can get to. I want to get to the 4 or 5 plays that really did it. And then obviously how Kentucky reacted, all of that stuff. We got to get to that. Kelly Kraft hugging Mark Stoops. I want to do a deep dive.
That's lovely.
I want to do a deep dive.
give him a nice handshake and the $100 handshake.
Stop with the handshake. You're scaring me with the handshake. Why are you going to the handshake word? You got nervous.
You said hand
and then you stopped. You're nervous.
I was doing the motion, though.
I don't do the motion.
It's the handshake.
What motion? That ain't the motion. How often do you do that motion?
Not often.
You wear your Apple Watch?
No, I can't find my Apple Watch. It's been lost for a while. I don't know where it is.
Did your wife buy you that? That's nice of her, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's happy about that.
She's okay.
That $250 gift.
Yeah.
That you're probably paying monthly for on your bill somewhere.
Yeah.
Flush down the toilet.
Somewhere. It's around here somewhere.
Is
Not
it?
Around here. So it's at home somewhere, yeah.
Oh, man.
Just can't find it.
I'll read the text line. I see it. There's just hundreds of them. I'm not even...
I think with reps, Brock could be a great quarterback.
Whoa!
That guy, it's Kentucky fan.
He's had a bunch of reps.
It's a Kentucky fan.
It's not,
fan.
No, this is how they feel about their team.
No, go ahead. Okay, yeah, that's fine. That's not have your quarterback. Fan. Try it out, buddy.
Yeah.
Try it out.
Brock Tillman.
Tell me how that works out. On the other end, 437-9680. Remember when Louis Rabeau wore the Brocktober
shirt? Yes!
The Satterfield Conundrum, Twitter disaster, tons of sound. We have a medley at some point. We are loaded, reacting with you on this Monday on ESPN 680.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Hey, your boy Sat is not built for this. I told you. He's a bum, he's weak, and his team got run off the field.
And James Strebel.
In a week in which he said, I didn't understand the rivalry before, I think I do now. You don't. There's certainly no evidence that you do, and there's certainly no evidence that you can get them to understand it.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I guess if that's where we were coming from, that losing by 13, not so bad.
Not so bad!
Who knows? A couple different reminders tonight. Jeff Wall Show at 7 o'clock. Catch that over on 93.9. And then right here on ESPN 680, a little bonus hour, Colts and Steelers, 7:30, right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. It's also conference championship week. Friday, the Pac-12 championship. Let's go. Stream loses the Pac-12 championship. Oh, you
hold
don't
on.
Know.
You
don't know. You know, I know you don't.
Utah and Washington.
Oh, Streamer.
Utah and USC.
You got the Utah
right,
one.
USC. How did I get USC because they're number
Streamer, you
three?
Got Utah.
Utah and Washington and Oregon all tied.
That's what it was. Okay.
Tied for second, and I guess Utah had the tiebreaker.
The tiebreaker.
SEC championship.
Oh, that's easy. That's LSU and Georgia.
Big Ten championship.
Michigan and Brum.
Yeah, remember Louisville fans were mocking Brahm and then he backs his way into the Big Ten championship.
Iowa loses to Nebraska.
I said that was going to happen. Jack, who did we have on that mocked me for that? We had somebody on that mocked me for it. Was it Bozich?
Was it 40?
It might have been 40.
It might have been 40.
Maybe last week. Yeah.
I'm like, who's thinking that Iowa's just going to win a game?
Yeah.
They might go two games without scoring.
So you got old Jeff Brohm Big Ten championship action, baby. Let's go.
I might go up there.
Really? Oh, how about that? Well, Indianapolis?
If I can get into a suite.
Oh, so you're going to work that magic.
Yeah, I'm working a sweet angle right now.
All right, good for you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Go up there and rub elbows with some Brahms. You like that, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, maybe see Dan Dockich up there. He's a Big Ten guy.
I would hope I would.
You
I would
know,
hope I would be right next to him.
Yeah, you can see.
I hope that would be the case.
Martha Mop Lady. You know,
you see Martha the Mop Lady.
Not covering IU, just you know, covering Big Ten
just being
football.
There. Just covering Big Ten football.
Yeah, taking it all in.
Just taking it all in. All you had to do on the final game was just beat Indiana. Whatever the hell was left of poor Indiana at the end of the year.
They were just
beat that.
In tatters.
Yeah, just whatever one, tattered, torn team was
in,
left.
In the most fitting way ever. The
it was
one
close,
good
wasn't
thing,
it?
Well, yeah. Yeah, the one good thing to happen to Indiana football the last 2 years was the quarterback they put in the last couple games, and he suffers a non-contact injury in the first quarter.
Yeah, which is a torn, something terrible.
Something bad, yeah.
It's something terrible.
Yeah, it was bad because you look at it and you immediately thought torn ACL, but then they put an air cast on him, so it's like, oh, no, that means something.
No, it's death. Yeah, no, he's going to die. He's actually lose his leg. No,
yeah.
And then he's going to transfer.
Gangrenous.
Yeah, is it gangrenous or green?
Gangrene. Yeah, gangrene, but it's a gangrenous leg.
Gangrenous. Okay.
Yeah, they had to take it off.
Texas says, Andy, the turn. Let's just read text. 437-9680. Texas says, Andy, they've been humbled. No, they haven't.
No.
Maybe they have. Texas says, Paul Rogers sound relieved on Saturday. Texas says, you're surprised UofL fans moved the goalpost to avoid feeling embarrassment. They've been doing it for a decade. Texter says, I listened on 93.9 on the way home. The calls were plants. It was Biden's press conference. I was like, well, you know, it's not that bad. A couple more years, we'll be right there. I'm sitting there like,
what's going on
here?
Yeah,
I'm like checking the radio. I'm like, wait a minute. What am I listening to?
I heard one caller say, you know what? Kentucky did it with Mark Stoops, and look at them now. They gave him all this time.
Look at them now. They're 7-5.
Yeah, they lost.
They're losing to Vanderbilt. They're 7-5.
I heard that, and I was like, well, I was sitting on my couch listening to it with my AirPods. And that caller came in. I was like, this can't be real right now.
You're sitting on your couch and on your AirPods?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
listen
right.
to the show.
Texas says, I don't know who you talk to, but all Louisville fans I know are mad as I am about the game. Seriously, UofL was not in the game regardless of the score. I want a killer Warrior intensity. I guess here's a better way to say it. I'm surprised there's any Louisville fan that isn't just peeved off because, I mean, Kentucky is just so.
Yeah, is there any Kentucky with last year's Kentucky?
Kentucky is so. I mean, like, one of the biggest plays of the game was a 21-yard play. Because Chandler Jones couldn't tackle Barry and Brown.
Yeah, he couldn't tackle it.
But the offenses, Strieble, are so limited that the 21-yard gallop was a huge play.
It was a huge play.
Because it was third down. You're like, I don't know if they're ever going to get a third down.
It's funny because Louisville fans.
I saw Scandarello skip, too, by the way.
He skipped?
I was eating a cookie. I saw Bozich. I was eating a cookie.
Yeah.
I was eating a Bozich. I was.
It's been a rough start to the show.
It has.
The mixtape's going to be on fire. It's only Monday.
I'm just too old for what I did on the weekend. That's all there is to it.
Hey, man, I'm just too old for it. I understand.
And now it's cold out, and I'm like, my nose is still.
Worse.
Yeah, it's not good. I hurt my knee, and by hurt my knee, I like hyperextended my knee.
What were you doing?
Like 7 years ago.
Oh, okay.
8 years ago.
You get that little.
And that healed out. It healed in like 2 weeks, and it was fine.
Yeah.
I never went to the doctor. It hasn't bothered me for 6 years.
And now it's bothering
me. But now it's bothering me bad. Like, I'm going to have to go with Paul Rogers to Ellison Bodenhausen.
Oh, there you go.
Paul's going to have to look at. There goes Ronaldo leaving the pitch. Could it be the final time at the World Cup? Time will only tell. But what a warrior. What a magician.
He's ageless.
He is ageless.
He's ageless. He's just a beautiful man with a beautiful foot. That's what he is.
He does have a beautiful foot.
He does. I think he missed that header. But
no, I think he got credit for the header.
Did he really?
Well, of course he did.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. Ince made sure he got credit for it. Yeah.
Texas says, I said this on the Diener Show, Mark Stoops has punked Satterfield since he's been here. I think it's time for a change. He is a 6-7 win coach. He's a mediocre coach.
Yeah.
It
seemed like Louisville fans were worse with Satterfield last year, losing that game to a supremely superior Kentucky team.
Yes.
Last year's team was much superior to Louisville. This year, they were angrier at that. And this year, it doesn't seem like there's angry, and this Kentucky team is not that superior.
Has been made fun of by them all year.
Exactly. They've been mocked.
Has been mocked by them all year.
Absolutely.
Texas says the UofL fans aren't angry. Half of us wanted UofL to lose to Satterfield would possibly be gone.
They ain't firing.
Texas says, I mean, no. Texas says, I feel like Louisville fans got worst case scenario. Good enough turnaround to not shove Sat out the door and get Brom, but not good enough to be excited about the future. Well,
now,
I'll talk about this.
I kind of agree with
this. And I want to get into this more. This is the conundrum, man.
Yeah.
Is the fans, and man, did Rummage say this, Jack? I know you cut like 900 pieces of sound and you sent me a picture. I need to look that
He's been a
up.
Busy
I need to
man
look
today,
that up
sure.
today. But like, Rummage, yes, he did say it. This was a chance for Sat to get the fan base to like him, and he didn't do it. And it's not. Again, I don't care. Jack doesn't care. Strieble, you are who you. I mean, you're going to act like this for whoever the coach is at Louisville. So, like around here, it's like it doesn't affect me if Satterfield's the coach. But they like legit were not a bad watch. They were beating quality teams,
sure,
and nobody was there at the games.
Right,
nobody was there, and then you lose this game, Sat has to play the Calipari magic trick of recruiting again.
Yeah.
Just like he did last year. The only difference this year is you're not going to bring in an OC and you're not going to bring in the strength coach again.
No, no, that's
going to get,
yeah,
that's going to get people fired. So that will be a little bit different. Well, listen, there's a myriad of reasons. You could go back to South Carolina. It could be pace of play. It could be scoring. It could be losing. It could be the Kentucky game. It could be a number of things. But the fan base just doesn't care for Scott Satterfield.
They don't.
Can I hear Rummage say that, by the way?
I'd love to hear him say this.
I would love to hear him.
Yeah, it would make me happy.
Okay. Then when Jack sifts through a folder of 900 sounds.
Yeah, I know. He's been a busy guy today.
He'll get that ready.
Yeah, a little Rummage on a Monday.
By the way, your callers let me down, too.
Why would they do?
Well, like, Ron is, like, going after end for going to England. Like,
yeah, I was like let us have fun.
Like Ron.
Yeah. But Louisville fans, Morgan.
I'm profiling him as never left Kentucky.
Who, Ron?
Yeah. Like, I don't know anything about him, but when he says that, I'm like profiling him like, wait a minute.
I think he's been in the United States places, but I don't think he's ever been out of the country. That's my guess.
Yeah, Ents is supposed to work his entire vacation around 7-5 football.
Yeah, which he called it
in November.
He was sick when he called in.
He's always sick.
Did you hear him? He's like, ugh. I was like, Ents. Are you okay, Ents?
Oh,
I have a sinus infection.
Of course he does.
In England. I know. I felt bad for
the
him.
That's a lie. The only thing less shocking than Kentucky winning the Governor's Cup now is Ents going anywhere, but especially England and being sick.
And being sick. Like, I can't enjoy the London Eye with these sinuses.
What's the London Eye?
It's a big Ferris wheel.
Oh, Lord heavens. Okay.
It's one of their big, sightseeing things.
No, it's not.
It is. I promise you it is.
Why would it be? What do you mean? It's just a Ferris wheel.
It's a big, giant Ferris wheel called the London Eye.
Who cares?
And people love it.
Well, because you can see London. I would imagine that's the reason.
Yeah, you get on top of the Ferris wheel, and you look out, you see Big Ben and London Bridge and Buckingham Palace and all that stuff. Piccadilly Circus,
Piccadilly Circus. Okay.
You see Hogwarts.
Jack, do you have the Rummage Club?
Yes, I've been waiting for you.
I'm not calling for the man's job or anything. Am I right when I just say, we just don't like him? I don't know. As a fan base, it's just kind of like, we're trying to like you. I'm just kind of like, yes, I like the recruiting. I don't hate the product.
Okay, let's just say he hasn't captivated the fan base yet.
I agree with Rummage.
I think Rummage was
exactly how I feel. He's being nice.
He's not being
mean and ugly.
No, there was a strain in his voice not to go to that next level of nastiness. He did a good job of holding it in and just saying, we really just don't like you very much. And
you grow apart sometimes. You've had those relationships.
Yeah, he's kind of, you grow apart a little bit. Yeah, and then you're ready to move on to somebody.
Ready to move on to somebody else.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It just doesn't hit the same.
Like, that's how I feel, too.
Yes, it encapsulates what Louisville fans, like, what they feel about Scott Satterfield right now. And look, y'all stuck with him. Whether you hate him, you love him, you think he's meh, whatever, you all have him for the time being. And I'm talking like probably 2 or 3 more seasons, and then you got to see what he does with the recruiting classes. Y'all can say he recruits this, that, and the other. He's still got to coach him. What evidence have you seen from Scott Satterfield where he's really coached dudes up, where he's really made guys better?
That's my biggest thing is you're talking about having to remake a defense where outside of like 10 games, maybe not even 10 games, 6 to 8, you know, 8-9 games or so, I have not believed in your defense. I just have not. And then he has shown not very much competency on the passing game. And has talked a lot about that in the post game show, on his post game show. And he was nice and diplomatic about it.
Outside of Tyler Hudson, what do they have?
Scott Satterfield is the only offensive head coach I know that can't get a quarterback. He can't get a quarterback.
It's crazy.
A quarterback.
Yeah.
Just
let's
one.
Say, let's say what it is. It's not because everyone is just so obsessed with Malik. Malik has been overrated and overvalued for 3 years.
Yes.
He's a fine player, but we understand what his strengths are, and we understand what his weaknesses have been. And that's fine. And ultimately, he ends not having won the Governor's Cup. And it's
he went over. It's
whatever. I don't blame him for this last one. He probably shouldn't even be in the game.
No, he shouldn't have been.
My guess would be.
A complete desperation.
I mean, otherwise,
move.
Yeah, you don't score a touchdown. You don't get that drive.
Did score
the one
touchdown
drive you don't get, but he has not done that. So now I got to believe in a guy that until the last six games hasn't been competent on defense, and then on offense I got to trust a guy who has not recruited and has not developed a quarterback. Okay, if Tyon Evans isn't a part of the conversation, which I have no idea, Cooley's gone as well. Mitchell's gone as well. I mean, you're looking at the two backs you had on Saturday are fine, but you're going to need a lot more than that. I think Jordan's a heck of a player.
He's really
good.
But
you're going to need more than that. And, you already know there's going to be massive turnover because that's all coaches are talking about. Stoops has begged for NIL to be able to get to this part of the season. But I don't know. I mean, I guess, we want to spread things out here.
Sure.
Like at 4 o'clock, I was going to talk about this. But just quickly, I think it's not worst-case scenario for Louisville. I want to be clear. Because they did come back and beat some teams.
Sure.
They did. Pittsburgh, Wake Forest, NC State. I mean, there is something there, and it's not all terrible because there was improvement. I'll get to that because I talked about that earlier. But just the fact that it was 7-5, the fact that you got to get a bunch of people who don't believe in football recruiting to believe in football recruiting being the main reason, not the only, but the main reason Scott Satterfield's sticking around here. I mean, let's just say what it is.
It is, 100%.
That recruiting class, I don't know what's true. I know this, that at the beginning of the year, a bunch of people were chirping how if Satterfield was gone, the Steve Clarkson could save the recruiting class. And now I'm getting a lot on Twitter. Well, you know, Sweeney, he'll be gone. The recruiting class will be gone. I'm like, you think they're here for Scott Satterfield?
Right. I missed that.
And so that's the – I mean, Steve Clarkson needs to go get Scott Satterfield a quarterback.
He does. Well,
you already got him one. He needs to get
Pierce.
Him a second one.
You got to get another one out
he
of
He needs to get him
portal.
A second one.
Transfer portal quarterback.
If not – and this goes into a bigger picture – both of these teams have a lot of turnover coming up.
A ton.
And when I get to that, I'm with your Kentucky side in the 4 o'clock hour. It's not worst-case scenario for Louisville, but it ain't good. It's not good because I agree with Rummage. I don't know how you get – like, recruiting can do it, but recruiting guys, not all these guys are going to, A, be here – and B, not all these guys are going to be able to play. Reuben Owens, I'll give you that.
Yeah, sure.
You may say
Reuben
Owens can be in the mix with those other running backs. And I'm with you.
Yeah.
But I don't know if every single cornerback of Pierce Clarkson. So now I'm asking
I'm
asking you to give another year. 5 years. Because you might be good year 6. I'll be 41.
Yeah. I'll be
that's the option here. You do not extend. Listen, college football is, and Kentucky fans know this, Louisville fans do too because they make fun of it. They are addicted to giving contracts that you would never give out. Never would you give these contracts out.
Any other line of work.
Never would Mark Stoops. Make $9.5 million. By the way, those guys were making the Uruguay guys.
They were flipping off the Portuguese.
They were doing
fans.
Your handshake.
They were.
They were doing that.
Then they're doing all kinds of handshakes.
Well, that's what soccer does, Ents.
Yeah.
It's mean and ugly.
It's mean and ugly and nasty.
Football never does
Unlike
that.
Unlike football, which was just so nice on Saturday.
By the way,
the reactions were great.
We should I should tell Jack this.
What?
It's easily the most L's down I've seen ever. Was Saturday.
Oh, you said it was like it was epidemic proportion.
Like everybody was like enough.
Yeah.
Like you guys aren't picking your spot anymore. It's just L's down.
Every time they scan the crowd,
it's just
man,
L's
it was
down.
Everybody was just doing it.
It was everybody.
It was everybody, man.
It was everybody.
Were they doing
I've
the
never
media
seen,
box?
Strebel was everybody. It was every effort that was there.
Yeah, every parent, every child, every player.
There were six Louisville fans there that weren't in like the little section.
But they were the loudest, Andy.
Well, Preston Meyer made sure you knew State of Louisville. We went there and acted terribly.
Yeah, we acted terrible to people, and then I dropped F-bombs on Strebel on Twitter for saying that. That was one of their intern guys. Was it one of their intern guys?
Don't they have like a couple guys that nobody knows who they are?
Oh, I'm sure. It's one of those guys. It was.
Well, that's what they do, and I've called Ethan Moore out for this.
What's that?
Well, I mean, I think you should put your name on it.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, exactly.
Like me tweeting from the ESPN Louisville account.
Yeah, like, hey, shut
the
up,
Hillsdale
you bum.
Hillsdale thing just drives me up a tree.
Well, now
I don't know why. Berrien Brown was back to return a punt and was given the L's down out on the field. And come on, people, just enjoy your success.
It's Satterfield's fault, but he immortalized it that year when he went to the midfield against Stoops. But you're right. It's an epidemic now. Every person on the Jumbotron, you're contractually obligated. Exactly.
That's great. It bothers me.
Paul, never admit that, man. Paul never should have admitted that, Jack. He admitted that L's down bother him. No, Paul, no.
And Paul, you can't grad, too. Paul's a UK grad, too?
You didn't know that?
How many is that now?
Well, it's Ramsey.
Are you Ramsey? Paul Rogers? Crumb's Revenge?
Does Bob Gunnell go to all the games like he used to?
I mean, that's a lot.
Crumb's Revenge?
Yeah, that's what they Crumb's Revenge?
Crumb's Revenge.
Yeah. Didn't Blake flirt around the UK for a while? Didn't he there for like a semester or two?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. He was Cardinal Red through and through.
Blank was like looking like he was getting ready to leave, and then I looked down to text somebody, and I looked up, and he was like whisking away, gone.
He vanished.
Yeah, he vanished behind.
He pulled the old hocus pocus on you.
He vanished behind Cass Arlani.
Was Matty Bangs in the booth?
I did not see Bangs.
I only did seats. You were all over the
media
place.
Center.
Yeah.
Seats field.
How was that tailgate scene? Did you do a little tailgate?
Don't worry about what
was
I did.
Was it all right?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Good.
Yeah. Don't worry about what's going on. Texas says take calls. They'll vent today. Now, I don't need to hear Louisville fans venting.
No, we heard
I'm okay. It's like every other show can do that. Texas says, if Berrien Brown, who is good enough to play as a freshman, ranked the number 12th wide receiver, DeAndre Moore, the number 2 best wide receiver, will be a day one player. Good. Who's going to develop him?
Who's going to throw to him?
Texas says, Penix out at Washington looking like Matt Leiner, Jack, LMAO.
He had 500 yards and 5 touchdowns on Saturday.
Oh, he's a beast.
He's a beast.
I mean, yeah, he got out of Indiana. Yeah, he has a cesspool of football. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's a terrible job.
It's a cesspool.
Tom Allen did the current on
What's
Saturday.
What's that?
He said they were snake bitten. Yep.
Oh, Tom Allen said snake bitten?
Eight season-ending quarterback injuries in 5 years.
Oh, my God. Eight?
That's wild.
In 5 years?
In 5 years.
How's that possible?
Yeah, well, that's what happens. You have a really, Jeez. Really bad offensive line.
Texas says the ACC this year was pure yuck. Texter says, did you guys talk about Blank leaving the game third quarter? Yeah, we just did.
Texter says,
remember when T-Webb was the future?
Oh, yeah, T-Webb. It was T-Webb and Chubba Purdy, both in Never Never Land. I don't know where they are. Well, no, Chubba's at Nebraska. I don't know where T-Webb ended up.
He's the backup for Nebraska, Chubba.
T-Webb's just disappeared. No idea. He's gone. Yeah.
I didn't care about T-Webb when he committed.
Louisville
and I don't care about T-Webb now.
He was the future.
T-Webb.
T-Webb, baby.
This is what we got to do after the Governor's Cup.
Yeah, T-Webb talk.
Is T-Webb talk?
If he were here, Andy, he'd be the guy that Satterfield will be developing to be the next one, to be the next Malik.
Texas says, did you guys hear the call of Maben and Rummage? A guy called out fans for not showing up and then admitted he left at halftime of the Florida State game.
You know, there. I think maybe some of the muted response to what happened Saturday, you can tie back to fans not going to home games at U of L. I think a lot of fans are just like, whatever. I think they're all not like people on Twitter.
Yeah.
No, most of them are actually just like whatever. They're not like terrorist awful. But I think
you live in this other world. You like to dabble in both worlds.
I do. I like to have a toe over here and a toe over there.
A toe here, a toe there.
Yeah, I dip a little toe. But I think that has a lot to do with it. I think most fans are just kind of not washed their hands of the program, but they've moved. on with their interest in other things.
Texas says Enz goes to Europe and gets the commie COVID strand. Doc Creaky is chuckling. Texas says Satterfield's a bum and so is Ron. Texas says it's not a cup anymore. It's a gravy bowl.
A gravy bowl. I had some gravy on Thursday. It was good.
Texas says the rumor is the actual Governor's Cup trophy appeared to be broken and damaged when they took it out of the box to present it back to Kentucky. Who cares?
It looked good to me. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
No, it's an ugly trophy.
Yeah, it's a big, heavy, silly. No, it is. No, I agree.
It's stupid. No one cares about
it. It's not a cool trophy. There's nothing cool about it. Like, we have probably the least cool rivalry trophy out there. I'd rather play for a bucket the way the Purdue and IU do. The old Oaken bucket. I'd rather play
for that. The old Oaken bucket.
Yeah.
You're right. I'd rather have an Oaken bucket.
I would than the Governor's Cup trophy.
What about a brass bucket?
I'd rather have a brass platoon. Hell yeah.
100%
that's sitting at Michigan State, the old
then
brass
platoon. Then Rubbish can spin in it. Rubbish goes all the time. He can do that with his brass platoon.
And Louisville fans have to wait until basketball.
Oh!
Where it's like, will Cal be nice? Like, I'm only...
No, Cal's not going to be nice.
Okay, well, that's all that... No. Let's take a break. From the Kentucky side... What should happen? What needs to happen? We can talk more about the game. Good God, we got a bunch of sound at 4:30. We'll do a medley. All of that. 2 hours to go. It's the Take on a Monday.